pigs. What would you
call it?
Slop bucket. Mm-hmm. What would you call the same thing as that, except it might be bigger, just to put, you know, trash and waste into?
Garbage.
Just call it garbage. Mm-hmm. What do you call, what do you use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Would a frying pan have a round bottom or a flat bottom?
That is, some of them got round bottom, some of them have a flat bottom.
Have you ever heard a frying pan called anything else?
How come you tell me you never have a little frying pan?
Have you ever seen one that had legs on it?
I've seen them. Yeah.
What would you call that?
They call them ovens. They used to bake in them, had a long handle on it.
Is that right?
Used to have them with a lid to it. You put your biscuits in it.
Have you ever seen this thing used, you know, like in the fireplace?
That's what
it was used in the fireplace?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You had one, yeah. And you somebody bought it and we bring it back, it's all night with these. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, it was ours.
What did you call that big black thing that you said you were going to cook the camp stew in? Just a great big pot.
That's right.
Have you ever heard
now
of that?
Now we got kettles and we got pots where you got these great big ones out like this. You used to make syrup in it. It's called a syrup kettle.
Is that right?
There's one out there at the well now.
Did you ever use these things for anything else? Did you ever see anybody use it to boil potatoes in or something like that?
We scald holes in.
Yeah. What would you call something that you might have in the house that you'd put cut flowers in just for an ornament? You would put the flowers in a what? But what was? Let's see. Did you tell me what that thing was that you kept the flowers in?
Flower pots.
All right, flower pots. Would you still call it a flower pot if it maybe was inside and you kept it up on the mantel? Or if somebody brought you a lot of roses or something like that, what would you put them in?
Vase.
What are some of the things that you set down beside your plate that you use to eat with in the kitchen? You use what?
Fork.
Yeah.
Knife. Mm-hmm. Spoon. Mm-hmm.
If you had more than one knife, you say you had two.
That's right. Have a knife and a fork and a spoon.
Have you ever seen if every person had to, let's say if you were having six people over to eat, that means that you'd have to have six forks and six spoons and six, what else?
Nah.
Okay. Well, after you eat, what do you have to do to the dishes?
Wash.
Mm-hmm. What about after washes the dishes, then she has to use clear water to do what?
That's rinsing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the cloth of the rag that you use to wash dishes?
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm. What about the cloth of the rag that you use to dry them?
Drying rag. Drying towel.
What about the piece of cloth that you use when you bathe yourself? What do you call that?
Bath cloth.
What about after you get finished bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Have you ever heard a towel called anything else?
Never have.
What do you call the thing there at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
What about if it was out in the yard? What would you call it?